Amen. Hey, woo, glory, ain't you glad? 11-year-old little girl got baptized this morning. I wish you could have been over there and seen her go under. I asked Brother Mason, I said, did that not move? He said, that moved all over me. I've baptized folks that has fought and fist fight, didn't want to go under. You had to put them under the water. That young lady, you know what she did? She just laid right back. That water run right over her face. She come right back up. I said, hon, you okay? She said, I'm good. This morning I asked you a question. Are you okay? Man, I'm good. God's hand is not short. Isaiah 59:1, the Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Amen. Neither his ear that it cannot hear. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father, I thank you this morning that there is no grave that can hold this body down. I thank you this morning, Father, that we are alive and well in this place. Lord God, I come in this morning with expectations that you're going to move, Father, Lord God. Lord God, I've come in fasting and praying, asking you to move in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I'm asking you to touch these people. Touch me this morning. I let the Holy Ghost have free reign throughout this service this morning. Father, I thank you that I get to come here this morning, Father. Lord, I thank you that I'm not at Ott's funeral home. I thank you that I'm not in the ICU in Tupelo, Mississippi, Lord God. Lord God, I could be in a lot of places. I could be in the local jail. But I thank you this morning that you are alive and well in my life. Lord, this morning, this is one of the greatest places to be, is in your house serving you, in your presence, in your power, and in your mercy. Lord, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. I ask you right now to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let everything I say be all about you. Let it be all about Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Ghost have free reign. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we look into the Word of God this morning, I want to share with you for a few moments that God can save anybody. God's able to save, and His hand is not short this morning. God's power is not limited, and He is always able to save. Do you believe that this morning, that God is always able to save and willing to help, regardless how far a person has strayed or how he has stunk up the life that he lives? God is able to save. I was in this place Wednesday night, and I was just a preaching up a storm, and God just gave me a word as I was a preaching, and I want to share that with you this morning. I want to say to you that He is able to save. His hand is not short, and He is able to save anybody. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 14, and I want to show you this in verse number 28. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. Preacher, you don't know where I've been. Preacher, you don't know how I have stunk it up. I'm saying to you, even when you have stunk it up real bad, that God is able to save. Amen. Even when you have stunk it up, even when you have messed it up, God is able to save when we are sinking. This morning, if you don't believe me, you can ask old Peter this morning in Matthew chapter number 14 and verse number 28. I want to show you this morning, according to man, three of the greatest, in my opinion, three of the greatest words that has ever been mentioned in the Word of God, where man cried out to God in three different areas of the Bible. This morning, I want to say to you, all you have to do is cry out to an almighty God. He hears the cries of His children. His ear is not short, and nor is His hand not where it cannot reach. I want to say to you this morning in Matthew 14 and verse number 28, and Peter said unto him, Lord, if it be thou. Oh, Peter asked the Lord. He said, Lord, if it be you that's walking there, I thought it was a spirit, but it may be you. Hey, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And you know what? Oh, the Lord told old Peter, He said, come. He didn't just give Peter an invitation. He gave everybody in the boat an invitation to come. Hey, can I say to you this morning, everybody in this building has an invitation to come to Jesus Christ. Hey, can I say to you, He is still the water walker. He is still the one that'll heal. He is still the miracle worker. He is still the one that can change your life. You say, preacher, do you believe that? You're looking at a walking, talking miracle this morning. I ought to be dead somewhere right now. Hey, but glory to God that I'm a saved and I'm alive and I'm doing well this morning because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Whoa, glory. He's able to save those that are sinking. If you don't believe me, just ask old Peter. Look at this morning. He said this, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, I wrote this down, how God allowed Peter to walk on the water. I've seen a lot of folks, listen to me, in the years that I've been saved, I've seen a lot of folks that one minute they can walk on water, and the next minute they're done sinking down. Ain't you? Maybe you've been that way in your life. One moment you're in a service like this and you feel like you can walk on water, and the next minute in the world that we live in, you start sinking, you start drowning, you start going down. You say, preacher, what makes that happen? I say to you, number one, you get distracted. Things of this life will distract you. It'll get you off course. Look what the Bible says about Peter. He asked Jesus, Lord, if it bid thee, let me come to you. And Jesus said, come. One minute he was walking on water, and the next minute he was sinking. What's the contrast? What's the difference here? The difference is he got his eyes off Jesus, and he started looking at the storm. He started looking at the wind. He started looking at the things of this world. Don't you look at the things of this world. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your eyes on glory. Look what he said. But when he saw, he got his eyes off, Brother Mason. When he saw, he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come. And Jesus said, come on. Just come on to where I'm at. But when he took his eyes off and he seen that the wind was boisterous, when he seen that the wind was strong, when he got his eyes off of it and got it on the wind, you can't see the wind. We don't know that in John chapter number 3. You can't literally see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. Listen to me this morning. I want you to know this. Well, Peter, he was starting to sink, number one, because he got distracted. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Not only did he get distracted, but he got discouraged. All Satan wants to do to you is get you distracted. He's wanting you to look at somewhere else. He's wanting you to look anywhere than to the cross of Calvary. And if he can distract you, he will discourage you. If the enemy can distract you, he will discourage you. And it won't be long. You'll be missing in action. You won't be where you need to be. It caused me. You got distracted and you got discouraged. And I say to you this morning, when Peter started sinking, God was able to save him. When you get distracted, when you get discouraged, they get to drowning. You get distracted and you get discouraged, it won't be long. You'll get to drowning in your sorrows and in your sin. Look what he said. But when he saw the wind boisterous, man, one minute he's walking on the water, next minute he's drowning. If that ain't me, I don't know what is. Man, one minute I can high step over every pew in this place. I get out of here on Sunday night. I'm telling you what, I'm walking on water. I'm telling you, Brother Jake, I feel good. But Monday morning comes, and I'm telling you, the loneliest place for a preacher's Monday morning when everybody's gone and they ain't nobody around. Can I get an amen? And the old devil said, where are they at now? Hey, where's all your friends at now? He gets to whispering in your ear up one side and down the other. He wants to distract you. He wants to discourage you because he wants to drown you. And I want to say to you this morning, when Peter got his eyes off Jesus, he began to sing. And here's the three famous words that Peter spoke. He didn't get in there and do any Romans road. He didn't quote any scripture. He didn't do nothing but say, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. You say, preacher, I'm sinking right now. All you got to say is, Lord, save me. You ain't got to have a big prayer. You ain't got to have a boastful prayer. You ain't got to have something you can brag about. All you got to do is get on your knees before an almighty God and say, Lord, save me. You say, preacher, I can't get on my knees. I got bad knees. I'm not talking about getting down physical. I'm talking about getting down spiritual. When you're at the end of yourself and you're at the beginning of Jesus Christ and you say, Lord, I can't keep doing the way I'm doing and I need help. I'm sinking. I'm sinking in depression. I'm sinking in anxiety. I'm sinking in fear. There's all over my life. What do I do now? And the Lord said, all you have to do is say, Lord, save me. He said, preacher, what will he do? I've never heard of anybody that said, Lord, save me, that he didn't save. Look what he did here. And here's what he said. In verse number 30, he cried saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, there's your Bible word. And immediately. We live in a world where we want everything right now, don't we? Immediately. Internet, Freedom Fiber mess up, everybody goes crazy. Power goes off, everybody goes crazy. Why? Because we want it now. We want it at our fingertips. Can I say to you, Jesus Christ is right at your fingertips this morning. You want something that's immediately. You want something that's instant. You want something that'll come your way. And Jesus Christ, he'll show up right now. Let me tell you. Hey, there ain't nothing short about him this morning. Can I get an amen? Hey, you may be sinking this morning. You say, preacher, I got to get finances in order. I got to get things in order. If not, I'm going to sink. I'm going to drown. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how long it's going to take. I say, God can show up right now in your life. He can change everything that you got going on. Hey, one minute you can be sinking. Next minute, you can get back on top of that water. You get to walking. You can get back in the boat. You can let God move your life. You can let God steer you in the way that you need to go. Friends, I'm telling you, if you are a child of God this morning, you need to wake up. This old world is trying to sink us in the world that we live in. Everywhere you go, it's against the man of God or the woman of God. Hey, but you stand strong. You keep your head up, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You square them shoulders back and say, hey, I don't know everything, but I do know this. When I cried, he answered. Amen. And you know, he knows the difference in a fake cry and a real cry. Sister Megan, you know the difference when Emmy fake cries. You do. Brother Kyle, you know the difference when Emmy fake cries. Hey. Brandy says, Ryder's crying. I said, he's fake. Don't worry about it. He's all right. The other day I was drinking a Sprite, zero sugar. This is the difference in a boy and a girl. I'm talking about, you know the difference in a real cry and a fake cry. And I heard him, he was squalling his eyes out. And I said, boy, what's wrong with you? I knew it was different. Now, he's got a little squall bag in him. Amen. He got a little squall bag in him. He got that from his daddy. Y'all know? Come on now. Joey Barnes, you know what I'm talking about. We got a little squall bag in us. We can't help it. You know what I'm saying? Got a little squall. And he was squalling, screaming, come running through the house. And he come running there, and he had that Sprite can like this right here. Daddy, daddy, daddy. I was like, what in the world have you done? He said, I stuck my finger in your drink, and it won't come out. And I looked down, and I mean, you know, he got a little meaty finger. Not fat. Not fat. We can't use that word now. That disgraces. Can't use that meaty finger. He had that thing. Come on, y'all didn't come to church. Y'all just come to be seen this morning. Check your box. Check your list. Make sure everybody knew you was here. By the way, we don't keep row. He does. He does. If you want me to pat you on the back and pet you and prime you and all that, you've come to the wrong place. Listen to me. There's a God in heaven. He ought to be enough this morning to convict you, to challenge you, to convince you that he is enough. Not no preacher to convince you that he's enough and for you to get in line with him. It's not my job. There's a God in heaven, and he's big enough, and the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. And if he'll straighten you out, and when he does straighten you out, you will be straightened out. And he come in there, and that little finger is in there, Brother Brent, and he said, what did I do? Well, daddy, daddy. And I said, man, I tried to pull it. It wouldn't come out. I said, you got to hold still. He's screaming, having a fit. I take that tab lid and turn it around. I start cutting that can. He quits crying. He starts watching. He said, preacher, why did he quit crying? Because he knew daddy was fixing to help him. I didn't put him in that mess. He put himself in that mess. I was just there to get him out. This morning, some of you's in a mess. You got it looking good, and you look like everything is good. But on the inside, you are a stinking mess. And it's all over you. And you're sinking in your own despair. And you say, preacher, what do I do? You got yourself in that mess, and Jesus Christ can get you out. But you're going to have to be still and trust him and cry out to him. He said, Lord, save me. What did the Lord do instantly? He picked old Peter up. He picked him up from where he was sinking, got him up, and set him back. This morning I'm talking to somebody, you're sinking, but God's able to put you back where you need to be. Can I say he's not only able when you're sinking, but he's able even when you're stinking? It's a simple sermon for simple-minded people like myself. Not only when you're sinking can he change your life, but he can change your life when you're stinking. Me and Kaylee, I got a backpack leaf blower for Christmas one year. I got that thing. 11 o'clock at night, I was outside the leaf blower. That thing was new, Husqvarna. I was using that bad boy. Well, a couple months later, I put that thing on. And I didn't know, Brother Connor, that a bird had pooped on my shoulder. Yo, this happens. Y'all think I'm crazy. I'm talking about stinking. I put that backpack spur on. I got the leaf blower. I took it off. Me and Katie was by one another. Katie, is this the truth? I said, I get over here by her like this, and I say, hey, baby, we need to get over here. She's like, Daddy. I was like, what? She said, did you brush your teeth? I said, yeah. Okay, we get back to work. I go over and say, Kaylee, we need to. She said, Daddy. I said, what? Did you put deodorant on? Yes. I said, what's wrong? She said, Daddy. And every time I turned that way, I knew I'd get, whoa, a little stench, you know? I said, what's wrong? She said, Daddy, you stink. She said, I don't know what you've got. You stink. And I got to looking around and check my shoes. And she said, Daddy, I see what it is. I said, what is it, baby? She said, a bird has pooped on your shoulder. I said, are you serious? She said, I'm serious, a heart attack. She said, preacher, what'd you do? Did you go in there and wash it? I smelled it first. Les Carr, you'd have smelled it too. Les Carr, you'd have smelled it too. I had to make sure. I grabbed that thing up. See, I'm fixing to show you something in the Bible, though. And I went, whoa. Nobody wants to be around anybody that stinks. You stay around people that are sinking, it won't be long, you'll be sunk. I'm just telling you. Get around somebody that complains all the time, you'll be a complainer. Give an ear to somebody that don't like what's going on. Just turn an ear to them. All you got to do, and it won't be long, you'll be all trapped up in it. You'll be part of the problem instead of part of the solution. Here's what Peter did. Peter said, Lord, save me. But look with me in John chapter number 11. Lazarus was stinking. You said, preacher, it was done over for him. Oh, no. Peter might have been sinking, and Lazarus might have been stinking, but Jesus has the final say. I'm just saying. I told you. The Lord just gave me this. I want to share it with you. Look what he says here in John chapter number 11, if you will, in verse number 37. We've seen that Peter, he was sinking. Maybe this morning you're sinking. Maybe you're at a place, man, you're stinking. Nobody can stand to be around you. Nobody don't want to be in the same room with you. Maybe you got things going on, but in John chapter number 11, and if you'll look with me, if you will, in verse number 37, and here's what the Bible says. And he was not only able to save when we're sinking, but he's able to save when we're stinking. I want you to look at the three words that is said here that Jesus said. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind, who caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus therefore, going again groaning in himself, came to the grave, and it was a cave and a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he... Lord, this time he stinks. Lord, he done got to stinking. You got some family members, probably, you know, that already stinks. He said, preacher, I just can't hardly be around them. They stink so bad spiritually. For he had been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, say I not unto thee that thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God. Then he took away the stone from the place wherein the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou heard me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it. That they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. Remember, Peter said, Lord, save me. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Three words. Lazarus, come forth. This morning, if you're saying, Lord, Lord, save me, can I say to you, Jesus saying, come forth. You want saving? Come forth. You want to keep sinking? Come forth. You want to keep stinking? Come forth. Come on up there where he's at. Look at this morning. Martha said, here's what he gets. Martha said, Lord, he stinketh. It's been 4 days. Lazarus was done dead. He was done decaying. And doubt had done set in, even though Jesus had already told Martha to believe. Look in John 11, 25. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he asked Martha this important question. Believest thou this? Do you believe this? This morning, do you believe that? Do you believe that if you're sinking, God can save you? Do you believe this morning, even a child of God that gets to stinking, do you believe God can clean you up again? Yes! Man, that's the God we serve. Even when you're sinking, even when you're stinking, God's there. He'll take care of you. Man, I'm telling you this morning, Lord, save me. And he says, just come on forth. Come on forth. And I want to show you how you know that God's calling you. He said, not only when you're sinking, not only when you're stinking, but when you're blind and you just ain't seeing. when you're blind and you just ain't seeing. I look around this room and I don't know of anybody in here that's physically blind. But that would be awful. Physically blind, not able to see. Stumbling, falling, having to learn everything over, how bad. But listen to me, that's nothing like being spiritually blind. Nothing. When your eyes are blinded from what God wants you to do and to show you how big He is. Look with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 10. I want to show you this. Mark chapter number 10, and I want to show you this in the Bible. When you're sinking, when you're stinking, when you just ain't seeing. Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 49. In verse 49, I want you to get this. Let's go back to verse 46. He is able to save when you're sinking. He's able to save when you're stinking. And He's able to save when you just ain't seeing. If you don't believe me, ask Peter. If you don't believe me, ask Lazarus. And if you don't believe me, just ask blind Bartimaeus. Here's what he says. Let's go back to 46. And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Boy, that's one that'd be crying. He just wanted to see. He just wanted to see. When he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. Peter cried. Martha cried. Jesus cried. Blind Bartimaeus cried. When was the last time you cried over your sin? When's the last time you cried over your situation? You said, man, God ain't answering me. When's the last time you cried out to Him? Man, when I feel like God's a million miles away and I feel like God ain't answering nothing, have you ever been there? He ain't answering nothing. Man, everything's piling. He ain't answering nothing. All He's doing is keeping air in my lungs, I feel like. You know why I feel that way? Because I'm not humbled down. When I get back to that place where I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, and I start crying out and I say, God, You got to help me. Lord, I'm sinking. But Jake, I'm sinking. I can't keep going this route. Lord, I'm stinking, Brother Les. Man, I am. Whew, I can't even stand myself. Have you ever been there? You ever been in a room and got mad and nobody was in there but you? Man, say, Lord, I can't even see. I need You. And you start crying out, I promise you He'll meet you right there. Blind Bartimaeus was crying out to Jesus. And they said, be quiet, be quiet. And he got crying even louder. Church folk gonna tell you to be quiet when you start crying out to Jesus. You know why? Because it alarms them that they need to. The religious crowd, it'll alarm them that they need to be crying out. And he said he got crying out the more. And Jesus said, tell him to come here. Tell him to come here. Look in your Bible. He said, tell him to come here. And it said that blind Bartimaeus got up and went to Jesus. Wait a second. Wait. How does this blind man get up, can't see nothing, and get to Jesus? Jesus, do you not know he's blind? Do you not know he can't see? Do you not know if you want him to walk over there to where you're at, that's about like telling him to go to Memphis and walk across aisle 55? Do you not know how dangerous this man can't see? He could stumble. He could fall. He can't see. And Jesus said, tell him, come to me. The moral of the story is this. You ain't got to see everything to come to Jesus. You ain't got to know it all to come to Jesus. You just got to come to Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus, by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, blind Bartimaeus got up and went to where Jesus was. By faith this morning, I want to tell you this. If you're crying out, Lord, save me, and He said, come forth, by faith, you got to get up, get out of where you're at and get to where Jesus is. No matter what's going on, no matter what's holding you, no matter what's on your back, what's in your mind, what's going on around you, you say, preacher, I don't know how it's going to work. Don't worry how it works. Just let Him work it. I don't understand how it all works. I just know He works it when I bring the problem to Him. Let me show you the three words that they told Him. Lord, save me. Lazarus, come forth. Three words. And look in verse number 49, verse 48. And many charged him that he should not hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Then Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying, "Be of good cheer." Here's the three words. "Rise, he calleth thee." He calleth thee. The preacher didn't call him. He calleth thee. And Jesus said unto him, and he casting away his garment rose and came to Jesus. I don't know if all the story, I don't know it all, but I do know this. When he came to Jesus, he got his sight back. I don't know a lot, but I know this. God is able. I want you to know that this morning, God is able. Sister Nicole, God is able. Baby, y'all's baby had an issue and the doctor told you it's gone. What happened to that spot they're going to do surgery on, preacher? Doctor said it's gone. Give us an explanation, Jesus. Give us a reason why. Jesus. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He's able to save when we can't see. If you don't believe me, just ask blind Bartimaeus. The three famous words, he calleth thee. But Jerry, you make your way on up here. You and worship team, whoever's going to come up, I want to give you this. This morning, I want you to listen to this before you start closing your Bibles and turning everything off. I want you to get this morning. This morning, if God is calling you, if God is calling you to come forth and say, "Lord, save me." He told blind Bartimaeus, he said, "Tell him to come. Tell him, come on. Tell him, just tell him, come on." He called him. And he did a work in his life. This morning, if you're lost, I wouldn't walk back out them doors without being saved. Without being born again in the blood of Jesus Christ. I wouldn't walk back out them doors. If I was in here and I was sinking as a Christian, I'm talking about sinking. Couldn't find your Bible if you looked for it. Last night we got home from preaching. I share this with you. I went to get my Bible, Brother Eric, where it always was. I mean, the thing ain't but $14. Got about a $200 cover on it. But I mean, hey, if you need a Bible, you ain't getting that one. I just can't help it. I buy you a Bible. That Bible's mine. Can't help it. And I went to get it, wasn't there? And I said, "Oh no, my Bible." They's like, "Whoa, where'd you lay it?" I said, "I laid it on my bed cover." I went to jump back in the truck. We're going back to Hackleberg. We're going back. We're going to find it. That's how important it is. Man, I started sinking. And Kaylee looked under her seat and she said, "Daddy, I remember sticking it under here." She poured that thing out. Does it mean that much to you? It means the world to me. Everything. I don't have no, that's everything. That word is everything to me. What I do with that book, what I do with that word, not just that particular book, but what I do with the Word of God will determine what the Word, what God will do with me. And I'm asking you this morning, if you're sinking, why not get back to where God have you to be? Church, we need a fire here. We need a Holy Ghost fire. We dead as a doornail. We dry as dry can be. We need a touch of the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm telling you right now, you say, "Preacher, yeah. No. I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I'm just telling you. We don't need to be a church that's sinking. We don't need to be a church that's stinking. We need to be a church with our eyes wide open, loving Jesus. And this building ain't the church. You the church. I'm the church. He didn't buy this building. He bought you. You've been bought with a price. This morning, if you're at a place in your life, you say, "I don't know if God can." I'm telling you right now as your pastor, God is able. His arm's not short. His arm's not short, nor his ear where it can't hear. We just need people crying out to God. God set a fire down in this place. "Lord, save me. Lazarus, come forth. He calleth thee." Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you this morning. I thank you for speaking to the heart of that daddy right now, that mama right now, that grandparent right now, that child right now that said, "I don't even know if God will. I don't know if he still can." That you was able to speak to their heart this morning and to tell them that God is able. No matter how far they've sunk, no matter how bad they've stunk it up, or how blind it's been, you are able. Lord, I thank you this morning that I can brag on you and you'll never let it down. Lord, that one this morning needs to come to the old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. Lord, you're here this morning. Lord, we come to that altar out of being humble and humiliation and hungry for the Word, hungry for you. See, everybody's going to look at me when I walk up there. I could care less what everybody else thinks. There's a God in heaven that loves you, and He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. Bless this service in the blessed name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen.